All right, the Doughboys. Sounded great.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
All right, excellent. Welcome back to WFMU. It's
so
nice to be back.
Thanks for having us.
So great to have you guys back. And, of course, wow, it was just about two years ago, January of 08.
We were just talking about that. Where does the time go?
And, of course, last summer, was it last summer, you guys played the Bill Kelly anniversary show at Maxwell's.
That was a birthday and everything.
It was his birthday. His birthday, the anniversary of WFMU. We just kind of put it all together.
An old bastard.
He has a new book coming out.
Oh, really?
It's called Liner Notes.
At Your Age. He stole the title from us.
Chris, referring to Bill has the epic novel on the inside of your new album, Act Your Rage. And that was that show you guys played with him. That was the party of the year last year. That was crazy.
Well, yeah, we had a good time. There's a lot of good bands there, too. That was a whole lot of fun.
Yes. And
Subway Surfers, right?
Wasn't that Subway Surfers, yes.
Yeah, they were cool. We had a good time with them.
Great giveaways.
Yeah.
I got a poster.
And the new album, Act Your Rage, is it out or coming out?
It's out. January 1st was the release date officially.
Wow.
So it's out there.
Excellent.
I'm real happy to find out that it's being played in all kinds of weird places.
Oh, yeah, like
Croatia.
Russia.
Like Russia.
Belgium.
Norway.
Actually.
Sweden.
Belgium, Norway, Sweden.
Cambodia.
Canada.
Wow. So is that you guys going to be making it over to Croatia to play some shows?
Yeah, I think as soon as we can get these two guys on a plane, we'll...
Be rich, you're going to swim.
I'd love to go to Croatia just to find out where it is.
Yeah, where is it? You have any knockout drops for these guys?
Across from the motherland, Italy.
Yes. So Act Your Rage, and but more locally, you have a lot of activity going on. This Friday, right?
Friday night.
This Friday is our actual official CD release party. We've had a couple of unofficial ones, but this is our official CD release party.
Let's make it real now.
At Crossroads in Garwood.
Crossroads in Garwood. And then after that, you have a bunch of shows. February 5th at Sullivan Hall in New York. The 12th at the Stone Pony. They love you guys down there. You guys seem to be regulars there, huh?
Yeah, we play there quite
that's
a few times.
That's our South. CD release party.
Yeah, that's our Southern CD release.
Sullivan Hall.
Southern Rock.
We have a Northern CD release at Maxwell's.
Oh, that's right, February 13th, and that's a great bill. Dennis Dykin on that bill with his with his band Bell Sound.
You're going to broadcast live there too? Come on.
We're having CD release parties through the whole year.
And then down the road, February 20th, live at Vintage Vinyl. Who says record stores are dying? That place is still rocking. And that's in Fords, New Jersey. Mike, you want to introduce everybody?
Okay. on the bass, playing up a storm and selling real estate as fast as he can, Mr. Mike Caruso.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
On the drums, sore shoulder and all, Richie Heyman. A.K.A. Richard X. Heyman, but when he's with the Doughboys, he's Richie. And on the guitar and doing all kinds of strange things behind my back when I ain't looking, Gar Francis.
How you doing?
A.K.A. Plainfield Slim.
And lead vocal and blues harp, Mr. Mike Scavone.
Wow.
The Reverend.
All right. And for those who were just joining us or are new to the Doughboys saga, of course, you guys had two 45s out on Bell Records, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, and so 67, 66?
67.
65.
Yeah.
65.
Well,
and
then, that's when we started recording them.
Right, and then, of course, a lot happened in between, and then you reformed. You had a one-off reunion in 2000, and then around 06 or so, you started playing regularly. Is that correct?
Would you say? What happened was the one-off reunion in 2000 was supposed to just be that, and what happened is we just started getting gigs and we were playing like maybe once a month, sometimes once every other month. And then between 2000 and 2005, we were very irregularly playing, just really not, just kind of having fun.
Right.
Well, now we're having more fun because we're playing a lot more. our original guitar player, Willie Kirchhoff, had passed away in January of 05. Matter of fact, 5 days ago would have been the anniversary. And, Gar actually had started to play with us a little bit before that because we were thinking about doing two guitars at one point.
Mm, oh, wow.
And so Gar just fit right in. I mean, he came into the band and just made everything what it is today, really. You know?
Excellent. And then the first album was Is It Now?
Is It Now?
Is It Now?
And that came out 2 years ago.
Was it
right?
then?
That was November of 07.
November of 07. Now, had you guys ever recorded an album that was not released back in the 60s or no? You just did.
We recorded a bunch of cuts. We started to do an album, which is what those two singles were part of.
Right.
But we never really finished it. Right. We had done Good Day Sunshine. We covered that by the Beatles.
Selfish
we did
Soul.
One of Richie's songs, Selfish Souls, one of the first songs he ever wrote, which I happen to have an underground copy of.
Wow.
And for a fee, I might release it, but yeah. by the original Doughboys, of whom the oldest was only 17 at that point.
Now, the original 245s, they were produced by the same guys that did the Left Bank, right?
Yes, they had the Jerome Brothers.
The Jerome Brothers. Now, did they do these other tracks too, or were these done
yes.
by someone
yeah.
else?
Yeah, that was all part of that project, you know, to try to turn us into some sort of a pop group.
We were real close on Billboard Pick of the Week until they came out with Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead by the Fifth Estate. And that blew us out of they only had enough money.
Witch.
Can you
imagine?
And witches.
No, it was a woman.
No offense to all you Wiccans,
oh,
but come on, screwed us again.
So
there goes our listeners.
Right.
We love women.
And the new album, Act Your Rage, co-produced by Kurt Ryle at the House of Vibes.
Yes.
Right? In the first album was there too, or no?
Yes. Yeah, we did both of them there.
Great. Well, it sounds great. And everything we heard was from that album, or no? Four
yes.
out of five?
Yeah, everything you will hear except for we'll be doing Black Sheep somewhere in the next set.
From the first album.
From the first
right.
album.
All right. Well, you guys want to play a few more, and then we can
sure.
talk again after?
Nah.
Oh, come on.
We need money first.
Thank you. All right. So, again, here live in the WFMU studios, the Doughboys.